There's now a Republican and a Democrat who will finally compete for the U.S. Congressional 12th District seat. Democrat Alma Adams won strong support in five of the six counties that make up the district. The North Carolina state representative was the only woman in a field of seven and led with 44% of the votes. Longtime supporter Steve Bowden says he's not surprised.
Alma, she's supported people who need help, the voiceless. She helped raise the minimum wage. When she was here, she helped kids who were kind of ostracized in the school system when she was on school board. Our community needs people who can lift them up. Alma lifts people up.
Since 1999, Adams has served in the State House representing District 58. State Representative Malcolm Graham came in a distant second with almost 24% of the votes. He represents Mecklenburg County, District 40. Last November, U.S. Representative Mel Watt resigned his seat to accept an appointment from President Barack Obama. He's now director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency in Washington, D.C. Greensboro's Glenwood neighborhood is in the 12th District. Residents here say they need a representative who will not get tangled in Capitol Hill politics.
My name is Steve Hyatt. I live in District 12. And here I am, 53 years old. I have worked all my life. I get out of bed every morning and I go to work. And I have struggled, and I've continued to struggle. And now everything's going up, gasoline, groceries, and tougher that I feel like I'm never going to be able to retire.
My name is Sadie Neidel. I live in District 12. Having a baby this year, the lack of Medicaid expansion and North Carolina's lack of participation in the new Health Care Act have been really hard on our family. Decisions that are being made in government right now are totally out of touch with my reality and our attempt to survive as a family.
In November, Republican Vince Coakley will challenge Adams. He was one of two Republican candidates for District 12 and easily beat Leon Threat with 78% of votes. State Representative Marcus Brandon also ran on the Democratic ticket. He finished fourth. As he conceded Tuesday night, he described party mate Adams as a tireless candidate who he believes will ultimately win the seat.
Our hope was to try to run a good enough race to try to keep the women group out of it. But once the women's groups got in it, they get in it. And it's really a testament to how powerful women are in politics.
If Adams does win the seat during the November 4th general election, the 67-year-old will become the state's third female to serve in the U.S. Congress. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.